Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we break down the sharpest edges of AI-driven sales. I'm your host, Tim Cortinovis. My cloned voice, your live brain. And guess what? We're stepping straight into territory where most are still just dipping a toe. Today's episode, when governance becomes the go-to-market constraint. Let's kick off with a blunt truth. Autonomy in our revenue orgs is no longer limited by model capability. The blocks aren't about what AI can do, but about what leaders are willing and able to let it do. Can you confidently assign accountability when a non-human is touching your pipeline, pricing, outreach, or customer promises? For most of us, that's the new wall. This week, something structural shifted. The AI inside tools era just gave way to the agents inside operating models era. Why? Because platforms are standardizing identity, permissions, audit trails, and orchestration. The hard part isn't generating more output, it's controlling the consequences of that output. Revenue leaders, especially CROs and RevOps in complex selling environments, this is your jump-off moment. If your agents can act across systems, SDR to RevOps handoffs, forecasting lines, even who owns pipeline progression, all those old boundaries gone. Let me anchor this with some headlines. First, enterprises are hitting a tipping point. The major change isn't just better AI. It's about having governance, observability, and orchestration productized, not custom cobbled. We're seeing massive scale because now it isn't about spinning up new headcount or stringing together tools. It's about who gives agents permission, in which system, under what policy, with full auditability. The center of gravity for scaling moves from more reps, more tools, to more permissions, more policies. What's the impact? Workflows are no longer sitting neatly inside your CRM or email tool. Instead, they're cross-system, policy-driven sequence chains. Lead gets qualified in one platform, enriched in another, messaged by an agent, routed elsewhere, and next steps proposed automatically, unless there's an exception. Humans are becoming supervisors of exceptions, not process executors. RevOps and security teams, this is your leverage. The faster you can define and update the guardrails of what agents do, the faster your company compounds speed. But watch your underbelly. If your org is built on brittle handoffs, undocumented rules, or a culture of manager-by-manager exceptions, agents will surface and amplify that chaos, and you'll scale dysfunction if you're not careful. Now, here's the line in the sand. Salesforce Agentforce just demonstrated what happens when agents go beyond cost takeout. We're now seeing agents generate rooted pipeline from unworked demand. No longer are we just saving support minutes, we're expanding the total addressable pipe covered and influenced by your go-to-market engine. The SDR function is splitting right in front of us. Coverage at scale? Automated. Every lead gets a touch, nurture, and qualify. Judgment and deal shaping? Still human. Multi-threading, negotiation, complex storytelling. Think about this. The energy stops being about high rep activity. It becomes about system-level conversion policy. How long does an agent persist? When does it pause or escalate? How do you know and who tunes it? CROs who treat pipeline as an engineered system using response SLAs, qualification controls, and smart routing will earn AE's gratitude because they'll get fewer low-value meetings and more qualified handoffs with rich context. If you're still thinking more buyer sequences equals growth, realize agents will outscale people on touches, so your differentiator becomes decision quality, not activity count. Poor segmenting and weak intent signals, you'll just burn money and trust at machine speed. Here's where it gets even bigger. Enterprises like Merck are rolling out agents across the board. This isn't departmental AI. It's across legal, finance, governance, and risk too. The days of revenue goes its own way are over. Agentic GTM is now a shared services challenge. Identity, data entitlement, policy enforcement, auditability. Move fast, yes, but only inside your policy envelope. Look to services like Infosys Topaz. We're moving past build an agent and into design an agent supply chain. Composability is at the front line because sales is messy, multiple territories, rules, renewals, verticals, more. Agents need to be modular, controllable, each with purpose-built permissions and escalation paths. RevOps teams capable of modularizing these workflows, defining input, output, SLAs, and escalation, are leveling up as revenue systems engineers. And don't miss this. Avoka's AI voice agent just reached unicorn status, but not because it does voice, because it captures revenue you're missing due to latency. Think about every buyer you lost because your team was too slow to respond or dropped the ball on a high intent inbound. Now that front door is always open and only the real outliers get escalated to a human. What does it mean for your org chart? The layer that matters isn't job titles, it's control and accountability points, SDRs, AEs and CSMs, still there, but who owns the policy? Who handles exceptions? Is system performance trending up or drifting? SDRs will either become supervisors of agents, fine-tuners and QA experts, or they'll move up into higher discretion roles. RevOps, you're not just the process fixer, you're the orchestrator of autonomy, tuning routing logic, monitoring for drift, and managing agent permissions. Forecasting, now you'll need metrics that track not just human inputs, but agent-attributed outcomes, exception rates, automation correctness, and dual accountability. Human for judgment, system owner for automation, fidelity, and governance, listen closely here, is no longer about docs and decks. It's about runtime policy enforcement, permissioning, audit trails, escalation, reversibility. Human judgment gets concentrated at the edges for pricing, risk, customer commitments, exactly where you want it. A few red flags to look for this week. Is your only AI win a spike in activity metrics, like more emails drafted, but not actual pipe moved? Is there no clear owner for what your agent can actually do in your systems? Are agents just patching broken handoffs and processes, amplifying old noise? Is RevOps coming in late only during procurement instead of at design? And if you ask your team to explain why something was escalated, can they articulate the difference between a data issue, a policy gap, and a genuine edge case deal? If I were a CRO this week, I'd run a controlled autonomy pilot, end-to-end, agent-owned, speed-to-qualified, with a tight governance envelope. Pick a segment, let the agent handle response, qualification, scheduling, and routing, but keep policies rock solid, approved messaging, clear disqualifiers, escalation triggers, audit trails. RevOps owns the system, sales owns the exceptions, and I'd measure qualified meetings, response latency, conversion, not emails sent. Wrapping up, the next competitive edge isn't using AI. It's redesigning revenue ops so autonomous systems can act at scale without unmanaged risk. The discipline now is policy as code, accountability as a system, and revenue as an orchestrated network. So innovators, disruptors, future makers, redesign for autonomy or risk scaling noise until governance pulls the plug. You have your playbook for the week. This is Tim Kortinovis. Stay agentic, stay accountable, and keep compounding. Until next time.